Twig trembled with horror as he realized what he'd done.
But I didn't know, he protested. I didn't mean...
You called me, and I came, said the Gloam Gloser. I'm always listening. Listening for the stragglers, the loners, the ones who don't fit in. I help, I guide, and eventually...
Eventually?
Twig murmured. They come to me, the voice announced. As you have come to me, Master Twig.
I became aware of my sweat. The dampness of the covers and the wetness that slid between our bellies. We separated, peeling away from each other, our faces puffy and half bruised from kisses. Our eyes met, and we did not speak. Fear rose in me, sudden and sharp. This was the moment of truest peril, and I tensed, fearing his regret.